My donor number is 14299. Hello, I am 5'8" tall, and I have medium build. I have black hair and brown eyes. My skin color is fair. My mother's ethnic origin is Taiwanese, and my father's ethnic origin is American Costa Rican.
Excellent. Well, thanks so much for taking the time to be here with us today. We really do appreciate it. We're going to start with some questions about you and then move on to a few about the donor program.
Of course.
Right. So the first question is, are you currently a student? Are you working? What do you got going on?
Yeah, I'm currently a student. I'm studying bioengineering. I am a second year and do have an internship lined up for the summer in the field.
Excellent. Okay. So in your ideal situation, 5 to 10 years from now, what would you be doing?
5 to 10 years from now, I would like to be pursuing a graduate degree. I don't know if it's going to be an MBA or another master's in engineering, but I would like to be pursuing that. Family-wise, I don't know particularly what I want to have going on back during that time period. Maybe I'll be married, possibly not, but hopefully I'll have some type of relationship by then.
Yeah, there you go. All right. Okay, so how about growing up? Do you have any siblings?
Yeah, I do. I have one sibling. She's my sister.
All right, and what's your relationship like?
Me and my sister don't get along the best. We're good with each other, but we both have different interests, so we don't spend too much time together.
Fair enough. How about your parents? Would you say that they instilled any morals or values in you that you still see in yourself today?
Absolutely. I do think that my mother and father taught me a lot. My mom taught me a lot about ideals, as in studying, being very persistent and very studious. My dad taught me more morals, how to talk to people, how to really just be a good person in general.
Excellent. All right. Okay, so when you're not working or going to school, what do you like to do for fun?
I like to do a lot of things. Honestly, I like going to the beach. I take advantage of that as much as I can. Most days, I play volleyball with a rec league. And then when I'm not doing that, I like to lift at least maybe 4 or 5 times a week. So that kind of fills my time out for everything else.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, what type of music are you into? Or if it's easier, what type don't you like?
I'm okay with all types of music. It's not particularly that I like a genre, it's just particularly if I like certain sounds of music. So I will like rap music or rock music or alt rock, but there's no one particular genre that I like more than another or just dislike completely. So.
Yeah, all right. Would you say the same thing about movies, specific genres that you lean toward or not?
I'm a little more particular about my movies. I do like a little more conceptual thrillers, more of like you have to think about it, not particularly just movies that kind of guide you through more of just like suspenseful thrillers.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, and then on the same thread, how about books? Do you read books for fun? And if so, are they that same kind of idea?
I do like those types of books too. In particular, I do like the Ender's Game series. Those books really took up a lot of time for me in high school. I really do enjoy reading those.
Excellent. Okay. How about some of your favorite foods?
I don't think I have one particular favorite food. I do like multiple different ranges of food. Italian food's great. I have particularly liked Thai food recently. But yeah, I think a classic go-to for me is probably just like a nice pasta dish.
All right. What's one of the better trips you've been on in your life?
After my senior year, I took a road trip with 6 of my high school friends, and we went all the way from the bottom of the U.S. all the way to the top. And it was just a nice road trip, camping, hiking, and just spending time at natural wildlife parks. So it was a really nice time.
Yeah, that sounds great. All right, any other passions, talents, or interests that we haven't touched on yet?
I don't believe so. One of my old hobbies was I did karate for about 12 years. So that took up a lot of my time, and I think that really stuck with me for my personality and for how I developed as a person. But I think that's really the only thing I haven't touched on.
All right, great. All right. So I'm going to move on to some of those questions about the donor program now.
Sure.
The first one is, what made you want to become a donor?
I did see a flyer on campus, but I came in because I thought it was a good opportunity to give back. I'm a healthy adult, so I thought it would be beneficial to give back for people who may not be as fortunate. So. Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, we definitely appreciate that, as do the folks who are listening to this interview, so thank you very much. What are some of your thoughts about possible future contact with an offspring?
As of right now, I don't particularly know, but in the future, I'm sure I'll be more open to the idea of contacting them, having the ability to create a connection or a relationship there.
Sure. We got a couple of decades, right? So we're
right. A little bit of time to decide.
Yeah. All right. And so the last question, is there anything you'd want to say to the recipients of your donations?
Question. I don't know. I just think that whatever happens, I wish you the best of luck. Hope you have a good time raising them. And then, along the line, down the road, if you ever decide to contact me, hopefully I can help you out with anything, with any questions. So.
All right. Great. Yeah. Well, thanks again for taking the time to be here with us. We really do appreciate it, and we wish you the best going forward.
Thank you very much. Take care.